Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Bayshore. A question for you. Could a community food co-op be a model for a viable online news source, a news co-op, if you will? Well, our next guests are about to learn the answer to that question. EastLansingInfo.org, or ELI, describes itself as a nonprofit, citizen-run local news cooperative of the people, by the people, and for the people of East Lansing. ELI's aim is to provide free, local, nonpartisan, accurate news and information about the city. A visit to the site suggests an effort to report on a wide array of news, the arts, and events. The website even has an astronomy reporter. To learn more about EastLansingInfo.org, we welcome two longtime East Lansing residents who are spurring this effort. First, ELI's founder and now president of the board, Alice Drager. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Mark.
And joining us also, managing editor Dudley Smitty Smith. Welcome.
Morning, Mark.
Alice, how far can we take the food co-op analogy to describe EastLansingInfo.org?
Well, we're all on the website, so it's hard to eat electrons. But other than that, I think we've got a great model going. What we're doing is taking people from the community, some of whom are underemployed, some are fully employed, some are stay-at-home moms and dads or retirees or students at the high school or MSU, and we're training them to report on local news and to meet our high standards of accuracy, nonpartisanship, clarity, basically taking regular people and turning them into citizen reporters so that we can have a lot more coverage of news in this town. The problem is right now what we've got is a system where we've got you guys doing great reporting, but you've got a limited amount of time. And then we've got a lot of commercial news around us that focuses on what sells, not what really matters. And East Lansing gets lost in all of that.
You're saying it's free. I mean, it costs to belong to the food co-op, but you're saying it's free to go to your website, so there's no membership involved.
No membership. You don't have to subscribe. There's nothing you have to sign up for. There's stuff you can sign up for. So we have a weekly news update that you can sign up for, and you can, of course, donate and help our efforts. The reason we need money is because we're paying some of the folks who are working for us. So I don't get paid at all. I'm on the board, and the board is never allowed to be paid. But I function as a voluntary reporter and editor. But we've got folks who are paid reporters and editors. They're not paid a lot, but they're paid enough so that they can actually pay attention to this every day. And that really helps us out. And that's why we're fundraising right now to try to raise $20,000 for the next 6 months.
Dudley Smith, as I suggested in my intro, you're tackling a wide variety of news and other content. I counted 31 separate topics that one can click on, from the Downtown Development Authority to LGBT issues to meteorology. There's a click you can click on Brainy Fun. It sounds daunting. How are you getting all of this done? Tell us a little bit more about your reporters.
Well, our reporters are folks from East Lansing. We have section editors for the major areas of topics. And we're just parsing out articles where people are writing about what they're interested in, which is what we want to report, what interests the people of East Lansing. And most of the people writing are from East Lansing.
And as managing editor, you're riding herd on all this content.
That's my job.
You re-intensified this effort around the 1st of August. What kind of response have you had lately?
Very positive in terms of readership. It's been really great. People are writing to me saying, you know, there's stuff there I never would have known about in town, and it's been really exciting. For example, today we've got up a great piece by Becca McAndrews, who reports on schools for us, and it's about the new sousaphones that are at the high school that were made possible by a local donor. It's just a great article that talks about what's going on in the band, homecoming coming up on Friday at East Lansing High School. So it's things like that. Last night I reported from City Council on a decision by the city attorney saying that the city manager is allowed to use city publications to sway voters in terms of ballot initiatives. So things going on that otherwise you're never going to hear about in town, but that are actually kind of fun and important.
And your definition of local, let's be absolutely clear about this. It has to be relevant to East Lansing, I assume, but does that mean you will cover stories from Lansing and Meridian Township?
Yes, if it affects East Lansing, we will cover it. So we're covering the solar system in the astronomy column, but we do so from an East Lansing angle. So that, by the way, is written by the Senior Associate Dean for Medical Education at MSU's College of Human Medicine. He's also my husband, but he's our astronomy reporter, and he covers what it is you can see in the morning sky, what can you see in the evening sky, what's going on in terms of solar flares, but he does it from an East Lansing angle. So it's really fun to read, and it also means if you go outside, you see what he's talking about.
Sounds like your husband is the Brainy Fun editor probably as well.
And I should say he doesn't get paid because he's married to the board. He does it for free.
What would you like ELI to become, Smitty? How high realistically here, can you set the journalistic bar on this effort?
Well, as far as integrity in writing, the bar should be very high, and we're doing that from the get-go. And it's been a real learning experience for me. As you know, Mark, I was an engineer for 31 years, and becoming a managing editor is a challenge. The logistics
is a pretty organic effort.
It really is. It really is. The logistics I'm up to writing is something I'm learning as we go, and it's not easy to write in a really objective manner. Even if you're reporting the facts, not using hyperbole or, you know, too many inflammatory adjectives can be difficult. But I think journalistically,
we could have such a conversation, my friend.
Journalistically, the bar is high, but as far as readability and what people get out of it, I think if you live in East Lansing, you should be getting. I hope people will get up every morning and check eastlansinginfo.org and find out what's going on in their city.
Dudley Smith and Alice Drager are our guests here. Their latest project is eastlansinginfo.org, a nonprofit, citizen-run local news cooperative of the people, by the people, and for the people of East Lansing. You both emphasize a nonpartisan approach that you want to take. No editorials, no letters, no advertisers, just the facts. One thing the freewheeling internet seems to offer is the chance to editorialize. Why is an explicitly nonpartisan approach important to you, Alice?
One of the things I've heard from a lot of people as I set this up was that there's too much information out in our town that's very skewed, that's very opinionated and partisan. So people read, for example, the website Public Response, but have said to me that there's too much opinion going on there.
That's almost all opinion.
And buried in there is some interesting information that I think would be valuable to get to people, but you can't find it amidst the opinions. And then we get things like the dialogue coming from the city, where the city manager is stumping for one side of a ballot initiative. And again, it feels like it's kind of spin. And so what we want to offer, even though, believe me, Smitty and I have opinions about everything going on EastLansingInfo.org, but when we bring it to people, we're very careful to try to pull back and just say, here's what we think you need to know as a citizen of East Lansing about what's going on. We think otherwise we can't have informed voters who are able to really make their own decisions about what's going on. We can't have people who are engaged citizens if they don't really understand what's going on at City Council, what's going on at Planning Commission, what's going on with our relationship with MSU. So that's why we're really trying very hard to bring a model. The other reason I want to do this is because I think that as we do this and we engage citizen reporters, we're teaching people all over the city to have a certain self-discipline when it comes to facts. And this, to me, is really important, that we can have opinions, but we also have to discipline ourselves about evidence and facts. And so as we train people all over the city, my hope is that we renew an attention all over the city to evidence and to facts.
You're launching an Indiegogo fundraising effort. Dudley, tell us about that.
Well, Indiegogo, a Kickstarter has become a term that people use for crowdfunding, but that's a specific website. We're using Indiegogo because they're a little more nonprofit friendly. But it's a way to have the people in the area and our friends and neighbors and family donate initially to support East Lansing Info until we get into a more steady state fundraising model.
As the editor, I imagine your highest priority is quality, relevant reporting. But what about photography, for example? What about images? Does an effort like this allow for attention to that?
Or absolutely.
Do you consider that something of a luxury?
No, it's a multimedia platform, and almost every article really has at least a still image, if not an embedded video. We have a staff photographer who happens to be Alice's son, who takes great photographs. And images are important because it's readability. You know, when you look at it, it's a bunch of words. If there's a picture, that draws you to the article and kind of gets your mind started on what it might be about.
And I should say, we are looking for another staff photographer because the current one has a lot of math homework at the moment. He's very good. He gets on his bike with the expensive camera I bought him for this, and he goes out and he does photographs for me. But I would be very happy if we could find, especially a volunteer, additional photographer. It'd be great.
There's the inevitable question about social media and your social media. I mean, you are a website for beginners, but that is just scratching the surface of social media. What about your social media presence?
We have a Facebook page. We have a Twitter account, and they're very, very active right now. We went from zero to, I think, a couple hundred likes on the Facebook page in the course of a week just recently, and we're building from there.
And what would you like Eli to become? Yeah, I mean, in a couple of years, in 5 years, where would you like to be with this?
I would like it to be something where almost everybody in East Lansing wakes up in the morning or when they're having their coffee in the afternoon, clicks on it just to see what's going on, people feeling like they can be part of it as donors, but also part of it as people who feel like, hey, there's this interesting thing going on in my neighborhood, or I've got somebody coming in to give a lecture that I wish people knew about, that they feel that they can write to us and say, I'd like to provide an article, and we hook them up with a section editor who happens to be another person in town, and we get the whole thing humming so that what we really have is a really engaged community and an engaged democracy. I want to feel like when people go to the polls, they don't feel like, as I often do, I don't know what this initiative is about. I don't know who these candidates are. I want them to go there and feel like they're able to go to Eli and click on the information we're going to be developing about conflict of interest issues with city council and be able to see who pays our city council members. What do I need to know about in terms of who's influencing them financially? What are their backgrounds professionally? Who are these people? Because as it is now, when we go to the polls, we are often just bewildered. I don't know who the MSU trustee candidates are. We're going to be covering all these kinds of things to help people really feel informed and engaged.
We've all heard of local efforts like this around the country that basically coincide with the ascendancy of the internet and the decline of print newspapers. Are you aware of web news sites offering local news the way you'd like to do it?
I'm not aware of any that follow a nonprofit model. Everyone that we've looked at is a for-profit operation, and that, you know, drives and limits what they cover and how they cover it.
Tell us about what happened. You seem to have a scoop here on the East Lansing City Council meeting last night. You attended that, Alice?
Yes, I'm currently the reporter for City Council, and that's because I've been going to City Council for many years, so I have an institutional memory there. And it's very interesting. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that happens at City Council that people don't know about. Last night there was a great resolution passed that'll be going up to the State House regarding protection of people on the basis of sexual orientation and gender. You know, it's probably not going to have much of an effect, but it's something worth letting people know about. But much more important, for example, Avondale Square came up last night at City Council, and this is something we're going to have to do developed reporting on. It's a project that the city got involved with that's actually been costing us huge amounts of money in the city. We're losing a lot of money on that project because it was an attempt to sort of get involved in market development of houses. And it's turned out to be very problematic because of the housing market. This is something people don't realize we're losing money on. The Bailey Daycare Center may be closing because the city feels it's losing too much money and we shouldn't be providing daycare. So this is something that's going on. It's going to be coming up at City Council that people simply don't know about unless they live specifically in that neighborhood. There's so much that happens at City Council alone that people simply are not aware of because LSJ often is not there. The Lansing State Journal, I did not see a reporter there last night. The State News doesn't cover it, which because they're mostly interested in student issues, which I understand. The media just aren't there at City Council. So what we've got to have is somebody there telling people what's really going on at City Council. It makes a huge difference in how everybody behaves.
Alice Drager is Eli's founder. That's the eastlansinginfo.org. She is also president of the board. Dudley Smitty-Smith is the managing editor. Many thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Talk to you again.
Appreciate it.